The Academy Awards, the Oscars, are coming this Sunday. As always, Hollywood will celebrate itself in style, and so will Massachusetts. That's because the multi-nominated 1970s period film American Hustle was shot at locations throughout this state, including this scene in the Worcester Art Museum.
I want to show you something. This Rembrandt here. People come from all over the world to see this.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
It's a fake.
It's impossible.
People believe what they want to believe.
What some people believe in Massachusetts is that American Hustle's success says a lot about the current state of the Massachusetts film industry. WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
Film entrepreneur Barbara Gerton will be partying in Worcester for American Hustle this Sunday.
We're going to be at Union Station, which is where one of the scenes from the film was shot. Everyone's going to be donning their 70s outfits and whooping it up in the big old Worcester way.
In American Hustle, Worcester is transformed into 1970s New York City and New Jersey. Gerton recalls director David O. Russell's month-long shoot and what he said about her city.
Some parts of it look like it's still in the 70s. Now, granted, that may not be the best compliment, but it is. Because when you drive around the city, you see every type of imaginable time, era, and period.
Gerton is banking on Worcester's Victorian homes and working-class triple-deckers to help pitch her soon-to-open soundstage called Mass Studios. The 125,000-square-foot warehouse was once used for assembling Pullman train cars. Its ceilings are 65 feet high. Gerton wants to attract local productions and Hollywood blockbusters and believes the future is promising based on the past. She says a half dozen major productions shot in Worcester last year.
The Judge filmed here with Robert Downey Jr. Frances McDormand was here with her HBO show. And if anyone doesn't see that as a signal that Hollywood's coming here, I don't know. It looks pretty good to me.
For years, large studios with sound stages have been touted as the next step for Massachusetts film infrastructure. The state's first operating facility, New England Studios, just opened in Devens.
So once you put all of these pieces together, you know, this is the game changer.
That's Lisa Strout, head of the Massachusetts Film Office. The game she's talking about started when the state enacted a film tax credit in 2007. It's a complicated, often criticized incentive designed to draw in Hollywood producers. Most states have them. The Massachusetts tax rebate is 25% broken into two parts, payroll and production costs. If a director films 50% of a production here, they qualify for both. Strout says the Massachusetts credit is competitive, and it helped land American Hustle.
It was going to go to Pennsylvania. Their tax credit had run out of money.
So director David O. Russell brought his Hollywood team to 14 communities throughout Massachusetts.
Boston, Brockton, Brookline, Canton, Chelsea, Lynn, Malden, Medford, Norwood, Salem, Swampscott, Winchester, Woburn, and Worcester.
Strout says American Hustle's Oscar nominations reaffirm the state's strength as a place to make movies. In 2012, 9 major productions filmed on location here. Last year, that number rose to 23. Strout's fingers are crossed for this year and says a pilot and 4 features are already in the pipeline.
We've got a couple things for the fall already. That's very unusual for us.
It's also unusual for local film crew.
To know what my next 2 film jobs and possibly my next 3 film jobs are at this point is a pretty strong indicator of how busy it is here.
That's Adam Rothman, scene dresser for American Hustle. He worked with director David O. Russell on location, including here at Boston's Fairmont Copley Hotel.
We did the scene where Sydney, played by Amy Adams, and Irving, played by Christian Bale, dance through the lobby and look up at their reflection in the ceiling mirror.
Having a skilled local film crew is another part of the puzzle, Rothman says. He's been in the industry for 15 years. In the early days, he recalls having to travel to New York for film work because the main jobs here would be filled by people from L.A.
But now the local film crew have got the experience and have gained the reputation that a large number of the key positions on the films that come here are filled by local people.
Like a lot of people in the industry, Rothman says a television series would help sustain the industry's growth even more. As for the state's new sound stages, Rothman doesn't think they're crucial.
That's my opinion, yeah. It's an added benefit to Massachusetts that we do have some sound stages now, but Massachusetts film industry isn't going to live or die by those. I've heard that more from local media than I have from the actual film studios.
Well, George Parrow disagrees. He's a producer and actually worked with Rothman on American Hustle. Parrow says studios make Massachusetts
more appealing, because it's sort of like if you had a baseball team but didn't have Fenway to play in. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a stadium.
For the Worcester shoot, Parrow's team converted a warehouse into a makeshift soundstage that ended up being way too small.
Build it and they will come. You'll attract larger films, too, by the way.
Still, Parrow says investors and major studios insist on a tax credit. When asked if American Hustle's Oscar nominations will boost business in Massachusetts, he says most definitely.
Hollywood is a very small community, and the people talk and want to know all the time. Do you recommend shooting there? That's always the question. Do you recommend shooting there? Should we take this picture there? And my answer is simple, is yes.
And this Hollywood producer adds, it's safe to say he'll be back in Massachusetts this year.
Long black road. Long black road.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.